What an interesting year we have. It is a year that's full of many changes, full of many blessings. A year that I have been particularly blessed, strangely and uniquely blessed, and one that I hope you can say the same about. Several weeks ago, I was filling out some paperwork, some very strange paperwork. Let's not ask what kind of paperwork it is, but one of the questions on this paperwork was, what would your dream job be? And I discovered as I thought about this that I now have my dream job. So, for that, I give thanks to God and to you. So, I have a great deal to be thankful of. So, in our lessons today, we find some strange things, words we don't normally hear. Normally you hear from Hebrews or from James. You hear every good gift comes from the Father who is in heaven and comes down from the God of lights who is unfailing. And you know, if you have something good, you ought to give thanks to God because if it's good, it came from God. And that makes sense. It's a good normal reading. Or we hear other passages from, but the passages today are kind of strange. The passage from 2 Corinthians has to deal with when Paul is congratulating the Corinthians for taking up an offering and giving it to Jerusalem because Jerusalem had been under a famine. He's like, thank you so much for giving to these people over here. They're grateful and they give thanks to God for you because you have blessed them. And then we find this really interesting passage from the gospel, which doesn't seem to talk about thanksgiving much at all. In fact, if you really had to sort of get right down to it, you might wonder why in the world why did they put this passage here for this day? It's part of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is talking to the multitude, this great crowd who's gathered to hear him. And he says, don't worry about your life. What you will eat or what you will drink. Maybe he's, you know, very much thinking about all these wonderful housewives 2,000 years in the future who are totally fretting about what they're going to put on the table tomorrow. Oh my God, did I forget the rolls? Will I have enough pie? There's never enough pie. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Aren't you worth more than the birds? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Which of you knows what a cubit is? It's about a foot and a half. It's from the elbow to the fingertip. It's roughly a foot and a half. Yeah, you know, which of you could add an inch to your life? That's one thing. Which of you could add a foot and a half? That's quite a bit, really. So why do you worry about clothing? I mean, this, I think, is one of the most lovely and beautiful things that Jesus ever said. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one such of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will Will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Look at these flowers. They're beautiful. They're glorious. Not even Solomon, in all of his fortunes, in all of the majesty that he was arrayed with, not even Solomon was as beautiful as this field of flowers. What a hippie. But how beautiful. What a wonderful thing to come from our God. Look. This field of flowers is more beautiful than the richest king. And this flower, this field, today it's here and tomorrow it's going to be just a bunch of withered grass. We're going to rake it all up. We're going to throw it into the fire. God cares more about you than a bunch of grass. Therefore, don't worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Does anybody else hear, Alleluia? Is that just me? It's like an old campfire song. Okay. God is saying, don't worry about these things. I have them. It seems far more like a passage about fear and anxiety than Thanksgiving. It seems like you should be sitting there saying, this is the wrong passage. We should be talking about gratitude and give thanks with a grateful heart. And there's like 20 different passages from the Psalms that we could go to rather than this one here. Why are we here? But let's go to Philippians. And I am in Philippians chapter 4. At the end of Philippians, St. Paul, in prison, mind you, starts wrapping up his letter. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, that's what happens when you jumble words together, my beloved, my crown and my joy. So stand fast in the Lord, beloved. And he starts talking about specific people. He starts talking about Euodia and Syntyche and all these other people and Clement and all these other people, and says, do this for these people and say this to these people and carry this message to them. And he's talking to specific people, saying, hey, this isn't a general letter. I want this person to do this and say hello to this person. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. Why? Because the Lord is at hand. He is close. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Now just consider this. Paul is in prison, in chains, on his way to Rome, where we know that he will be executed. And he looks at this congregation with people that are not strangers to him, but friends. And he says, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Don't worry about anything. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. With prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Don't worry about anything. Take your requests to God. And don't worry about anything. But when you do it with thanksgiving. And what's next is very important. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. By the way, that's not a period there. There's not a hard stop. It's a semicolon. It's just a pause. Make your request known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts. It's troubled times we live in. People are anxious about a lot of things. It's being generous. It's being kind of clinical, really. They're terrified about all manner of things. They're ridiculously overwhelmed. They're not just afraid that one thing will happen. They're afraid that everything will happen. That they'll lose their job. That they won't lose their job. They'll get promoted into a position that they hate. That their car will break down. That their car won't break down. But something else will happen to their car. That this will happen. That that'll happen. That all these things will happen. And they don't realize that they're being attacked by 51 different things, all of which are mutually exclusive. They can't all happen at the same time. You can't die and get fired on the same day. Well, at least not in that order.
I'm pretty sure I've seen someone like that.
And frankly, if one happens, the other's largely irrelevant. The fact is, when we start thanking God, we get to a point where God's peace overwhelms us. When we become mindful of the gifts that He's given us, which, by the way, the most incredible gift that He's given us is salvation. When we become mindful of the gift that He's given us, all of them, our job, providence, bounty, all of the many, many, many gifts that He's given us, redemption, salvation, were He to give us nothing else, He's given us the promise of eternal life. He's given us victory over sin and victory over death so that, were God forbid a meteor to fall on this building right now and take every last one of us out, we'd be celebrating the marriage supper of the Lamb 20 minutes earlier than we planned. And I wouldn't be the one celebrating. Praise God. When we have an attitude of thanksgiving, we become mindful of all the things that He's done for us, what He's promised us, what He's doing for us, what He gives us. Not as that celestial banker, but as that loving Father who promises that He's never going to leave us or forsake us and has already won every battle that's ever mattered. As we take our concerns to Him with thanksgiving, being thankful that we know that we've got a good Father who's already given us what we need, who's already giving us what's best for us. We don't have to worry about the terrors and turmoils of the world, life's chances and changes. It doesn't matter. Because regardless of what happens, regardless of what comes, He's never going to leave us. He's going to be with us. Whether we find ourselves in darkness or deep darkness, He is still the light. And the darkness can't overcome Him. When we're mindful of that, and when we take our prayers to Him with thanksgiving, that's when we have the peace that passes all understanding. That's when our hearts are guarded. That's when we go back to what He said in the Sermon on the Mount and said, think about those lilies. Think about those birds. The next days, the next weeks, the next months, we don't have to worry about them. We have the same peace that the bird has as it flies on the wind. We have the same peace that the lily has as it basks in the sun. Because God cares more for us than He does for them. And as we're thankful, our hearts are guarded, our hearts are protected. And what does fear mean to someone who's overcome death? And that's what God has given us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.